Catalonia is currently in the process of seeking independence from Spain. A referendum was held earlier this week to which the Spanish government responded with force. More than 800 people were injured trying to cast their votes while Spanish police raided polling stations, beating voters and firing rubber bullets at crowds. Though only 42% of eligible voters voted, the Catalonian Regional Parliament responded to the overwhelming majority voting for independence by saying they will declare unilateral independence from Spain. Since then, the Spanish Constitutional Court ordered the suspension of the parliamentary session required to make this declaration. Anisha Shankar is from Tamil Nadu in India. She is currently completing a Master's in Sociology here at the University of Auckland. She has also completed a Master's in Political Philosophy at a university in Barcelona. I spoke with her about her response to the violence that occurred during the referendum and how this relates to New Zealand. So you've seen and heard about what is happening in Catalonia right now.
Yeah.
What was your response to that?
Real shock. I think that, like, the level of violence that the Spanish government has inflicted on the people of Catalonia is horrific. Like, I've just seen so many videos of women being kicked in the head by riot police, and these people are just sitting down in a voting booth, you know, like, trying to be heard, trying to get their vote out, and really having to put their bodies on the line because that's how badly the Spanish government is willing to go. That's how far the Spanish government is willing to go to stop this momentum for independence to accelerate.
You lived in Barcelona for some time, I'm assuming, if you did a degree there.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like? What was it like there? Was there this sort of momentum for independence present then as well?
Not really. Like, it was in the conversation that people were having, but there was not like a consensus, you know, like a lot of young people I talked to were for independence and a lot of young people were skeptical of it. So it was in the like public consciousness, public debate, but it didn't have I didn't pick up on like a real consensus.
In terms of the violence and in terms of the resistance or the response by the Spanish government and the Spanish police to this movement for independence, what does that violence actually represent to you?
It represents a lot of things. Like, one is that the Spanish government is drawing on the power that it's derived from its fascist past, and two, really making explicit the Spanish state's monopoly on violence.
What does that mean?
So it means that the state has so much power and so much resource in its police force that it's able to send the bulk of it to occupy the streets, to make visible the Spanish imperial presence. They look like fucking stormtroopers, you know, like, it's terrifying. They and intimidating the people. The people have no resource with which to fight back. Like, the Catalan police don't, like, there's so much tension there between Catalan police and Spanish police, but they don't have the same amount of force. Like, there's no way that they can avoid this violence.
So there's this huge show of power and a huge show of, you can't do this and we're more powerful than you, we can stop you.
Yeah.
What are they trying to suppress?
I think they're really trying to suppress the, like, they had a referendum in 2014, I think it was, and the Spanish government said, okay, you can have this referendum, see what comes of it, but it's not legitimate. Like, you know, nothing constitutional is going to change. They regretted that immediately because afterwards, the momentum that the independence movement gathered really accelerated. And I think they're trying to stop that. They're really scared because of how much Catalonia contributes to Spain.
What do they contribute?
I think they make up something like 20% of the Spanish economy.
So it'd be risky for the Spanish government to lose that.
Yeah.
Why do you think that people around the world should care about this? Why do you think people do care about it? Or is there a sort of apathy in response to it?
I don't know why people have so much apathy, but they definitely do. Like, people just don't give a shit. But it's so relevant in terms of global crisis, with all the states having all the force, all the people being marginalized and unheard, And without violence on the side of the people, how else are we supposed to hold governments accountable for full-on oppression and unjustifiable police force? That's terrifying, and that's a concern for everyone.
You posted on Facebook after the reports came out, and there were these articles and videos online. You shared one of them, and it was removed by Facebook. So can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, I shared this video from a guy on Facebook in Catalonia, and it was of the riot. These people are sitting down in a voting booth, and the riot police are just like grabbing women by the hair. They kick someone in the head. They're just throwing these women around and beating them with sticks. And then there's another video with the police shooting like rubber bullets into the crowd. Really obscene. And I shared it with something like, fuck the police, fuck state monopoly on violence. And are we seeing Spain drawing its power from the shadows of fascism, or are we seeing the horizon of fascism? And it just got deleted.
Without any notice?
No notice, no nothing. Just disappeared.
Why do you think Facebook did that?
I have no idea. And I keep thinking, like, was it an accident? But there's no way that it could be.
How is that an accident?
I know, there's no way. I'm really confused about that.
And you've since reposted a number of videos and a number of reports with similar language. And have they been removed?
No.
That's very weird.
I know.
Was the video from somebody in Barcelona?
Yeah.
Was it a personal video?
Yeah, but that video never got deleted. That video is still there.
So that remains on Facebook?
Yeah. I also might have put hashtag Free Catalunya.
That's not an issue, though. Is that free speech?
Yeah, I don't... I mean,
does the Spanish government have influence on Facebook?
I don't know that one.
Does this directly affect New Zealand in any way?
Maybe not directly, but symbolically it definitely does. I mean, so Spain, Catalonia never ceded its sovereignty. It was literally occupied and conquered and became Spanish territory without consent. And symbolically, I mean, that's the same thing that happened in Aotearoa. It's a relevant debate because there are avenues in which we can draw power from this movement of independence, depending on what we're trying to fight for here. We've seen like the level of violence, surveillance, police force that New Zealand is willing to exert on movements for Māori self-determination. And we need to be questioning what that means if we really want to have a movement, if we really want to strengthen a movement for Māori self-determination here.
So what should we do? How do we go from here? What's New Zealand's role in calling out this violence?
I mean, the government definitely has to make a statement, you know, like we can't afford to stay quiet on international politics and what's happening in the international level, especially when it's so dangerous and so threatening to the livelihood of people. We can't be cowardly about it and try to avoid this conflict, because that conflict is already there, and we have to stand strong in our moral compass and support movements where we can. And I'm not necessarily saying that we have to support Catalonian independence, because, I mean, there's a left and a right-wing argument for Catalonian independence. It's not an inherently like leftist thing. But all we can do is support the people to come to terms with that themselves. And our government has to be the voice of that. It's a disservice to be quiet.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te wire, marunga irirangi pō.
The Wire.